Well, looking at all the papers for us this morning, it's Dr. Dimitri Fimi. Very good morning, English literature lecturer at UWIC in Cardiff. You're going to steer clear then of the football, are you?
Yes, I am, I'm
Okay, let's go inside the Daily Mail. John Lennon.
Yes, that's right. A manuscript of A Day in the Life sold for £800,000. And I think this is quite an interesting story in the sense that manuscripts themselves are interesting. You know, they record a moment of inspiration. In that case, they record Lennon's changes to the song all the way, you know, from the point he thought about it to the recording studio. And, you know, I can't help but think that we're moving towards an era where we might not have manuscripts anymore. People are doing far too many things on computers straight away. Are we going to, you know, are authors or musicians of today going to leave back manuscripts in the same way that we'd be able to appreciate?
Absolutely. Are you a
And look
diary
at.
woman? Do you write things down, or is it all on your iPod or whatever?
Not as much, no, but I have studied manuscripts. You know, I've looked at J.R.R. Tolkien's manuscripts in Oxford and in America, and I was looking at some point at a letter by Tolkien, and the smell of his tobacco, pipe tobacco, came very clearly. And this is a very tangible object that links you to the person that created it. So that's something that I think, you know, we're very much excited and fascinated by, but we might lose in the future.
Yeah, we talked about the John Lennon song Going Under the Hammer yesterday. I think it's gone beyond the guide price. Not
Absolutely,
surprising.
yes. Oh, no,
Bit of a theme going here. In The Guardian, you're looking at the foundation text of King Arthur's legend.
Yes, that's right. Again, this is a myth, you know, what the main British myth, shall we say. Again, and King Arthur is a figure that starts in Welsh mythology, really. But this is Malory's Morte d'Arthur, which is the main text used by many later adaptations and films. You know, this is the whole caboodle: Lancelot, Guinevere, the Triangle, Excalibur, the Holy Grail, everything. But this is a poem. This is a romance. It's not supposed to be a play. And the Royal Shakespeare Company have done a great job of adapting it and putting it on stage, although it is a four-hour bonanza, as you might expect with these long
Absolutely. And talking
texts.
of adaptations, what about this Harry Potter world which has opened?
Yes, this is, you know, we've been hearing about this for ages, but it opened yesterday at the Universal Orlando Resort in Florida, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And this is another theme park based on the books. And they've used really advanced technology. There's a lot of robotic technology, live action, film clips everywhere. And they're trying to reproduce the experience of being in Hogwarts, being in Hogsmeade, taking
And
part in
you get to play
Wizarding
Quidditch, do
classes.
you?
Yes, you do. You get to play Quidditch. You get to take part in a class of defense against the dark arts. It shows again the fascination with fantasy literature. We don't know how well it's going to work. We'll have to wait and see. You know, we'll wait for the reviews. But it shows the power of the magical and how people want to inhabit it and be part of it rather than just read about it.
You'll be going, I sense.
Well, I don't know.
It's quite far.
It is a great distance, isn't
Well,
it?
thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank
That's
you.
Dr. Dimitri Fimi, English literature lecturer at UWIC in Cardiff.